You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. Today's conversation is all about feeling good. And it's a funny thing when you think about it. Obviously, we want to feel good, but why aren't we feeling good all the time? And what's the benefit really of setting up your entire life, everything you do, everything you eat, everything you say, everything you talk to, so that you can feel good? Well, as you start feeling good, you'll be led to higher and higher vibrations. And as you're moving up these higher vibrations, you're really paving the way to discover who you truly are. There's a lot more to it, but in this conversation today, Joshua talks all about that. Before we get into today's episode, I'd like to announce the next boot camp, which is starting on November 7th. So that's in about 2 weeks from today. It's filling up pretty quickly. We have a few spots left. It is going to be an amazing boot camp number 12, which will carry you through Thanksgiving, through Christmas, and right into the new year. This boot camp, the last one of the year, is an amazing thing. Because think of all the things you're going to be doing at the end of the year. You might think you're not going to have enough time, that you'll have all these family things to do, that stuff will be going on with Christmas and the new year. But really, as you're doing the boot camp, along with all these things, you get this clarity and you really see how you're interacting with all these people and all these situations and the demands on your time and that sort of thing. The boot camp actually helps you go through this process so much easier. And then when you get ready to go into 2021, you're set up for the whole year. Of course, when you're in the boot camp, once you're in for life. So then you can take other boot camps and other boot camps and other boot camps free forever. Now, the interesting thing is the first boot camp, you can only do what you can do. Nobody does it all. It's so much to it. So you don't have to worry about, will I do the whole thing? Will I have enough time for it? It won't matter. You'll do what you can do. You'll get on the calls that you can get on. If you miss a call, everything will be sent to you. The process is really straightforward, but the key thing is you never have to do more than you're able to do because you jump into another boot camp and then do more then, and then jump into another boot camp and do more then. And this is how the evolution goes. So now we've had 12 boot camps or 11 under our belt, starting the 12th one. And people from the very first boot camp are coming into the 12th boot camp. And people from, you know, maybe the fifth boot camp, they take a few boot camps off and they jump into the next one. And this is how this process works. Every time you take one, your vibration raises and you understand the entire thing from a different level. And you see so much you didn't see the first times you went through it. That's what is really happening here. You're opening up your vibration, and from that higher vibration, you have more clarity, and so you understand things at a different level. And this is the process of learning. You know, you can listen to the podcast and read books and watch videos. That's all passive. But if you've ever heard Abraham say, words don't teach, experience teaches. And the boot camp is an experience. It's a really intense, fun, thrilling experience, exhilarating experience that you do with people all over the world. There should be around 100 people in this boot camp. Some who are new, some who have, this will be their second boot camp, and some who have done a few boot camps. And you get to interact with that community of people who are all like-minded and seeking these new ideas and then transforming their lives in ways they could never have imagined before. That's what the cool part is you get to transform your life in a way that you can't even imagine from where you are now. Now, I know that you are probably in some bit of fear about, you know, what's this all about? How much is it going to cost? And even talking to me. But do not fear that. If you're interested, and you are because you're listening to this podcast, It's time that you push past that fear. Reach out to me at garybodley@gmail.com, and I'll send you a link and you can choose a time and we'll get together for a really quick, fun conversation to see where you are and see if this is right for you. And at the end of that conversation, I'll have explained it to you in a way that you'll understand and you will know for sure if it is or is not right for you. So that's all you have to do is take that next step, send me an email, we'll get together and I'll be able to explain the whole thing to you and then you'll know. And it'll be an easy decision one way or the other. So everything starts by pushing past your fear. If you can do that, you're on your way to a spiritual journey that will be more thrilling and fulfilling and satisfying than anything you've ever done before. I know because about 200 people have already done it. And we can look at the expansive things that are happening in their lives and how they're becoming just so much more effective in everything they do. The one thing that every single person who goes through the bootcamp says is, I can't imagine not having done this. And that's the testimonial. You can see testimonials everywhere on the website and on Facebook and all that stuff about the bootcamp. But that one comment, I can't imagine not doing it, is the universal comment that everyone says. So think about that. Send me an email and we'll get together. And here we go with the show. So have a good time in that. And remember to leave your comments, leave your reviews, subscribe to it, like it, and especially introduce your friends to this podcast. Thanks very much. We are thrilled to be here.
Hello. Bonsoir.
Hello.
Hi.
Let's talk a little bit about what it is to be in alignment. Really, that's the only thing that you're doing here. You're either being in alignment or you're not really being in alignment. You're either in alignment or out of alignment. You're either really in alignment, somewhat in alignment, a little bit in alignment, a little bit out of alignment, really out of alignment, or completely out of alignment. But that doesn't mean you're not connected. You are always connected to source energy. You are the energy flow of your reality. In that connection to source energy, the energy that created the universe, the energy of all that is, the energy of who you truly are, in this source energy, the connection to that energy, you are either somewhat aware of it, very aware of it, not aware of it, a little bit of balancing of that energy, a little bit of coming more into the energy, a little bit of thinking about, should I be different than I am to be in the energy? Am I really getting this? Am I really understanding it? Is there some natural block that doesn't allow me to be connected to source energy? And all of these are different ways of looking at your alignment. So if you were in pure alignment with the source energy that flows through you, you would see yourself as source. And you would understand that as source, you just be source. There's nothing else to do it. And then this would allow the source energy to flow through you in any way that would match who you perceive yourself to be. So if you perceive yourself to be source, you would just be source, just flow. And whatever was needed in that experience would come to you because the law of attraction would understand your connection as you feel as if you're a human. And however you feel as if you're a human towards that source energy, the connection would come. Whatever would happen. The words would come, the ideas would flow, the actions would flow, the people would come to you. Your reality would beam that out. If you think you have to be different than you are, well, then that is somewhat out of alignment. If you think that you need improvement to have this connection to source, that's somewhat out of alignment. If you're in fear of something going wrong or the fear of rejection, the fear of loss, the fear of death, you're somewhat out of alignment. You're just not understanding who you are as source in that moment. Now, if you could understand that source is love, then when you are in love, you're aligned with the source energy. You're being who you truly are, this aspect of source, in whatever meaning that has for you. Aligned with your pre-birth intentions, aligned with your path of ascension, aligned with your awakening, aligned with with all of the things that you truly want. And in that, it's easy. Actually, everything is easy because there is no effort in alignment. There is only effort in trying to get into alignment. The struggle of saying, well, if I was more advanced, I'd be in alignment. Or if I was not worried about this and the other thing, I'd be in alignment. And so can you see that there's a lot of nuances here in this idea of what alignment is? And so we say, if you can just work on feeling good, accepting yourself, accepting everyone else, accepting the conditions, seeing feeling good as your barometer of alignment, and then you can move towards that. Does this feel good now? Yes, I'm in alignment now. Am I worried about this? Yes. Well, I'm not so much in alignment now. Can I move from this place of feeling inadequate to this place of feeling confident? Yes. If I can do that, then I can move from a state of semi-alignment to a state of fuller alignment. Will you ever get to absolutely full alignment with Source? Well, that's up to you. That's up to what you think that is. And we will say this is an ever-expanding idea of what alignment is. So if you feel good, let's say you're in alignment. If you're happy, you're in alignment. If you're in love, you're in alignment. If you're focused on what you prefer, if you're looking at the positive aspects of your experience, you're in alignment. If you're allowing ideas to flow through you, and those ideas are exciting and enjoyable, you're in alignment. If you're worried about where those ideas will take you, you've just taken yourself out of alignment, you see? And there's no real power out of alignment. Now, we will say that in those times of fear, you will birth desires, and those desires will help you move eventually towards more alignment. And they will have more journeys and more paths and more creations from that. And that's always a good thing. So there is nothing wrong with being out of alignment. But if you want to tap into the energy of Source to do these things that you're inspired to do, well, that just requires that you say, I am worthy of these ideas. I can do anything that I'm inspired to do. I can be who I truly am, the authentic version of myself. And in doing all of this, I am the creator of these forces and energies coming through me. And I can allow those creations to happen, not proving that I'm good or worthy or anything, but just complementing my high state of worthiness, my high state of confidence, my ability to maintain alignment more and more and more of the time. Now, in this moving from where you are to a greater sense of alignment, you will have to shift your energies. You will have to allow for the improved state of being, the improved feeling. And for many of you, including Gary, this is uncomfortable because as you feel better and better and better, you think, why am I feeling so good? What about this problem? What about this thing that's going on in the world? What about the state of politics and the state of the economy and the state of my friends and all these people who seem to be suffering and efforting and struggling? How can I be in alignment when there is misery and suffering around me? Well, you have to understand that as you move to higher and higher and higher levels of feeling good, alignment, you bring in more love energy. And this is what heals and assists and enables the others to follow along with you. If you take someone and you say, well, this person's not in alignment, and because they're not in alignment, it causes me not to be in alignment. Therefore, I need to fix them in order for me to get to a state of alignment. You'll be mired down, bogged down with a problem out of alignment. The more effective approach is to realize that nothing outside of you is benefited by being in a state of out of alignment or in fear. Everything, yourself, your reality, those in your life, is benefited from your state of alignment. So if you truly want to help others, you want to maintain and create higher and higher, higher levels of alignment for yourself. And in that, you add to the love of the collective consciousness. You add to the ability for them to see you as an inspiration. You add to this idea of, if you can stay in a state of alignment, maybe I could stay in a state of alignment. And this creates a momentum of alignment, a momentum of a movement or a path from fear to love. Not just you moving from fear to love, but the entire human population moving from fear to love. And this is what's happening now. As more humans are realizing they do not have to be influenced or affected by what's going on outside of them, as they can realize that nothing outside of them actually matters at all, it's all from their conscious awareness or their conscious creation of their perspective or perception of their reality, as they allow themselves to feel better and better and better without being dragged back into fear by others, they create a momentum of love. And this love brings in more love, brings in more love, brings in more love. And those will move easier from suffering and misery, or should we say fear, to greater levels of feeling themselves. And as you move to greater levels of alignment yourself, you will come closer and closer and closer to realizing the source within you, the source self, the source consciousness, the awakening of that energy of source in you, in your reality. And since you are the center of your reality, you're the center of your universe, as you awaken to the fact of your source consciousness, or of you as source in your center of your universe, in your reality, you then shift. You shift into another reality, and that reality allows others to follow you. So it all starts and ends with you in your reality, understanding that alignment is the key here. And how does one get to alignment? Well, one gets to alignment by realizing what is actually happening in your reality. In your reality, in the moment, for instance, this moment, everything is good. There is no need for anything else. You have everything you need. You have everything you need to pay attention to this conversation or to interact in this conversation. And as you make your awareness in more and more and more of the present moment, without going back into the past or off in the future, as you bring it down to the present moment, realizing that in the present moment, you have everything you need to become aligned with the source energy that is always flowing through you, you can tap into that consciousness. And you can get better and 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 better in staying in alignment. Of course, the energy will feel a bit intense for you as you move from states of uneasiness or insecurity or lack of abundance or lack of whatever. As you move from those illusions to the reality that you were never actually in lack and there never actually was a problem. Everything was coming to you perfectly. All the people were coming, all the comments were coming, all the manifestation events were coming, always to move you along this path towards greater and greater levels of alignment, towards an awakening in your heart, an opening of your heart to understand that you are the source of your reality, the creator of your reality. That's what this means. And you've all come here now at this time to awaken that idea within you to enable even greater alignment, even greater awareness, and even greater clarity. And so that's what's in store for all of you as you stay on this path of moving towards better and better and better feelings, feelings of ease and joy and interest and curiosity, of fun and exhilaration and excitement, moving towards ideas where possibly a few months ago, a few years ago, you could not conceive, you could not feel worthy of. Now you're seeing what's really happening here. You are worthy of it all because you are the source creator of your reality. You knew that coming in. You're remembering it now. And as you remember now, alignment gets easier. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who'd like to start?
I have a question.
Kara.
So speaking of this being in the moment, I just had a flash that, you know, we are trained in our society to think about the future and to prepare for the future and all of this. But I just had this thought that doing all of this for the future is just as useless as trying to change the past. Am I right?
Exactly right. Exactly okay, right. So because if you're trying to do things for the future, you're saying from my present perspective or even a past perspective that is limited, I'm trying to create this thing that I think is going to be better. But what is that? That is creating this security blanket because you feel lack in the present. So all you're doing is projecting the lack out in the future. And you're saying, if I get this amount of money in the bank or this person to love me or this better body condition or this more education or whatever it is, even in this boot camp, if I get more clarity, I'll have a better future. No, you'll have a better present, and that better present creates a better future. The alignment in the present creates alignment in the future. It's momentum. Out of alignment thinking or disconnection creates more disconnection, more confusion in the future. So it's always about the present moment because you are creating a billion times a second, a new moment, a new moment, a new moment. The time aspect of this allows you to think about your creations ahead of time and then to possibly realize at the top mastering of all of this is you need not create anything because everything that comes to you is only based on your level of alignment, your level of understanding that you are the source creator of your reality. The entire future is always created in the moment based on how are you feeling now? How are you feeling now? And so if you're feeling good now, you don't have to worry about anything. And if you are feeling good now, you don't have to fear that you won't feel good in the future because it's always about now. Now, if you are used to feeling bad about the past or worried about the future, well, you're going to have to create a future that causes you to feel worried about the past and worried about the future. It's a never-ending, unfulfillable black void. If you can be present in the moment or even just present in the day, just say, today is the day. Today is the day to have fun, to be inspired, to act on inspiration, to push past fear, to gain a little more clarity, to understand what it is, to meditate, to write what I appreciate, write what I'm grateful for, set my intentions, to think about the inspiring ideas that are coming to me, to take some action on some idea in this moment, and forget about the future. Because as long as you're doing that, the future will take care of itself. And the never really even is a future because it's always happening in this moment. So to maintain alignment, to seek alignment, to feel better and better and better and better creates a better feeling reality in the moment, in the moment. Now, imagine if you got really good at saying, I feel good now. I feel good now. What's the ideas that are coming to me? Oh, do I feel too good? Do I need to dip down into fear because I'm feeling too good? Do I need to watch the news or do I need to complain? Do I need to gossip? Do I need to worry? Oh, that's just the old ties to that sense of not understanding or not remembering. And as you remember more, as you remember more of who you truly are, you'll get more of these flashes. So what can you do? What can you do to maintain alignment or to create alignment now in this moment? Well, you realize that the future will always bring you everything you need to help you become more aware and to get back into alignment and to awaken to the idea that you're the source creator of your reality. If you're going down a path of discouragement and despair and suffering and not getting what you want and trying to get some security or to get people to like, love, or respect you, if you're going down that path, then the future must be filled with manifestation events to wake you up that this way of life is not effective and is not what you intended. If you are constantly thinking about the past and saying that should not have happened, if that didn't happen, my life would be better. Well, you're going to have to face manifestation events in the future to show you that way of thinking is not going to allow you to ascend to a place of awakening and awareness and enlightenment. See, in your pre-birth intentions, you came forth to discover this information, to discover who you truly are, to build on the momentum of alignment for the planet. Now, you don't have to worry about the planet or anyone else. It's always, always about you. You find your alignment and everything else takes care of itself because that is your reality. So one light lit up in one reality, in one universe, sparks lights in other universes. And eventually all the universes of all the people on the planet will eventually light up and get brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. But you don't have to do anything other than maintain your own light. Because if you can maintain your own light, which is the awareness that you are source in your universe, then source will flow through you to bring you ideas, to bring you even new heights of alignment so that you can be confident acting on your inspired ideas. And we promise you, with just a little attention to the ideas that are coming through you as you are in alignment, with just a little action, your life will transform in ways you cannot imagine. But it all starts and ends with you here in this moment as you are. And then every single idea that comes to you, every single experience that you have, every single new person, every single comment aids in your ascension to greater levels of love. And that means greater levels of feeling good. And that means greater expanded sensory perception of what's really happening in this universe and who you really are. Not just from your five physical senses, but from all of your internal non-physical senses. Feeling better and better and better. Thinking about yourself, those around you, and your conditions from higher and higher and higher and higher perspectives. Moving towards more times of alignment, longer durations of alignment, less things knocking you out of alignment, more clarity, less fear, feeling better, feeling better, feeling better, getting to feel too good, being uncomfortable with feeling too good, wanting to go back and stick your toe in the muck of the fear of old you. That's all part of this. It's the evolution of you. The evolution of you pours love into this reality, and that spreads it throughout the consciousness of all that is in this, we will say, to keep it simple, this earth reality. Yeah. So as you find your alignment, you are aiding in the alignment of everyone else. It's a connected thing that could never be disconnected and has never been disconnected at any level ever other than your awareness of it. Right. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that everything is tied to consciousness and that there's an awareness at every level? So the rock has an awareness of consciousness, and the stream has an awareness of consciousness, and the animals and the insects and the mammals have an awareness of consciousness, and it's raising and raising and raising. And now the humans come along thinking they're just individuals. They're just trying to figure out a way to survive this malevolent universe in order to protect themselves in some way, to eke out some kind of life within what's going on now. And it's always been an evolution from the first human to the person who's born right now, getting greater levels of awareness of this consciousness that's wrapped all of it together. And as you realize this, you ascend from the fear to the joy, from the despair to the excitement. You see? Can you see that everything is about feeling good? That everything in your life, anytime you do feel good, this is a green light, meaning you are on your path. And every time you feel too good, you want to hold back on to that stuff that made you not feel so good. Why? Because it feels uncomfortable. You're not used to it yet. But as you allow yourself to feel better, knowing that you are ultimately worthy of feeling pure love and joy, you can move gradually as you need to. But if you want the future to be better, well, that is an illusion. Obviously, if you want the future to feel better now, and you'll be guided there easily. It's a simple system. There's no flaws in the system whatsoever. It's perfect in every way. You just have to see it from a higher perspective and you'll get it. just like that flash you just had.
Yes. And you know, when you say that, we can get to a point of feeling good and it feels rather uncomfortable and we want to sort of take a step back. I've been having moments like that, and it feels like when you're on the roller coaster and it just crests and your body slightly disconnects from the seat, and it's this fear, but it's a thrill at the same time. And if you could get off, you would, but you can't. So that's how I feel multiple times in the day. And I have to just tell myself, okay, that's must be an extreme moment of alignment. Just breathe through it. You'll be fine.
And the more you breathe through it, the more you feel fine, the more you see everything is fine, that there is no need to worry about any of it. You just broaden your capacity for love. Isn't that funny to think that you need to do that? That you need to open your heart to feel more love? Don't you think that you're naturally available to all the love there is? And yet, funny enough, you're resisting more love? It's how the system works, but from a limited perspective, ooh, if I feel too good, I might lose this feeling. And so it's that illusion of loss.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you.
Excellent. Who's next?
I have a question. I have this awareness. I went through this experience where I would get paid and I would put my paycheck in my purse and forget entirely that I had it. So I would be super worried and stressed about all these things, looking at my bank account and like, oh my gosh, how am I ever going to pay for this? But the check would literally be in my purse with me, like within arm's reach perpetually for like 2 weeks before I would remember it. And I have this, there's this piece of property that just like flowed in from me doing fun things, and it's perfect, and there's all these this greatness about it, and I have had fun along every step. And I have this weird awareness that like, oh, I'm pretty sure that I have like $800,000 just in my purse right now, but I just can't see it because of a lot of other things. And I'm just wondering, like, I'm just being happy. It's not something that I need.
It's excellent. So we'll stop you right there.
Oh yeah, I don't have
it. Let's stop you right there. Right now. This is a really fun conversation. You have all these bills and all these commitments and all these things that you need to do. You don't realize the money's there. It's in your purse, but somehow you forgot about the purse. It was always in the purse. You forgot about the purse, and yet you're focused on all these things, and you can't imagine how the money's going to come to pay for all these bills that you have coming in. And if you don't pay for the bills, then you could be thrown out in the street or not have this, or people could think you're not successful, that you're a failure in something. And so you have to protect what other people think about you. You have to protect this little bit of stuff that you've cobbled together that you say, this is mine. And all the while, there's an $800,000 check in your purse the whole time. All you ever needed to do was take that $800,000 to the bank. And you never did. Why not? Because you felt comfortable in the suffering of needing all this stuff. You couldn't feel comfortable in the joy of not having to worry about this stuff again. It's an ascension. Now, let's just for the fun of it say that you are the source creator of your reality. And that as source creator, you have literally all the energy in the world to create literally everything you can think of at literally any moment. And so would you, knowing that, change anything? Would you pay off all your credit cards? Would you pay off your mortgage? Would you buy a house? Would you buy a mansion? Would you buy a yacht? Would you buy a jet? Would you give it all to a charity? Would you try and solve the problems of other people? Well, see, this is the problem. If you were to get, we'll say, $50 billion, what would you do? It would mean you would lose the life that you have now. And that life you have now, that you've cobbled together over the years, efforting and struggling sometimes, going on inspiration sometimes, making this absolutely spectacular life that you exist in now, that life would go away. And so you would have a different relationship to everyone in your life. Your relationship to your parents would be different. Your relationship to your mate would be different. The relationship to your children would be different. The relationship to your coworkers obviously would be different because you probably wouldn't work there. Mm-hmm. How people would see you would have to be different. Oh, Emily, well, she just got lucky and won this big lottery. And now she's a big so-and-so who thinks now, because she has the money, knows how things should work. And so you would lose all the stuff that you created up to this point. And you think all the stuff that you created up to this point is amazing. And it is. But everything would be different. So you don't want the $50 billion landing to clear off all these problems, because they're not problems. They actually enable you to feel worthy of the life that you're living. Because if you didn't have these problems, then you would say, how did I get so lucky? What if it gets taken away? This is your way of saying, I am efforting and struggling to maintain what I have. And if I didn't effort and struggle, I would never feel worthy of it. This allows me to feel worthy of it. And you see this happening all the time. People say, I worked so hard to achieve this thing. Because in not working hard, in just allowing it to be, well, then you can't stand up in front of your friends and say, I accomplished this, because you wouldn't have accomplished it. It would have been received by you. But that is the penultimate point of accomplishment, is to be the receiver of everything that is coming your way, because it's coming your way whether you effort and struggle anyway. You see, you don't create it by this action of efforting and struggling. You create it with the thoughts. I want a relationship. I want children. I want this career. I want to live here. I want to drive this. I want to live in this house. I want to eat this food. I want to have these friends. I want all this stuff. And it comes. It comes because you create it in the desire in the first place, and you allowed whatever it came to come. You allowed it to come. You fooled yourself by said, no, I did this action to have it come. But you have to. You have to do this action because you're in physical reality. So you're either doing an action or you're just sitting by. Now, it could come either way, but what's your belief system? Your belief system is that here's an idea. Now, what's the action that will lead me towards that idea? Okay, from my experience at this level, this is the action that's necessary. I don't want to do that action. That sounds scary. That's not me. That doesn't sound like any fun at all. So I'm not going to do it. And so inspired ideas come hundreds of times a day. You say no hundreds of times a day. And then there's be one thing that you say yes to, or one way that you can receive that thing. If you say, you know what? If someone buys me a coffee, that's okay. If someone makes my bed today, I'll allow it. So you're getting these things without action at all. You allowed the government to pave that road you're on. You said, that's reasonable. I live, there's roads, I can drive on these roads. Well, what makes you think you can drive on the roads? You didn't build the roads. What makes you think you did? Oh, well, I pay taxes or whatever else it is. I am born here. This means I can live here. It's all a belief system, all of it. Now, if you were to say, I am the source creator of my reality, I need nothing because I'm the creator of my reality. Source doesn't say, I need these people to do this for me. No, source says, I'm the creator of the reality. Whatever I need will come. I don't need to do anything, yet I do find joy in the doing of certain things. But what it really boils down to is, how can I adjust my belief system to allow more in? And guess how you do it? By taking action. Because in that action, you will ascend to a new vibrational level as the result of the experience caused by the action. And so now you can choose actions, or you'll be thrust into situations where you must act, Either way, it's up to you. You want something, you're either going to be thrown into the situation where you just have to take an action, or you can choose what action to take. But if you limit yourself through fear, I could never do that. What will people think? That doesn't sound like fun. I'll do it tomorrow. If you choose to limit it through fear, then you're going to be thrust into some other action because the thing must manifest. And you're the one who is the path of least resistance. And so either way, you could look at the action and say, that was really hard. Or you can look at it and say, you know what? Actually, it was pretty easy. It all worked out. It all flowed. All I had to do is get out of the way of fear. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So just keep pulling on the threads. There's been a few things where I'm like, oh, I could do this or I could do that. None of them have returned, but I wouldn't normally do them.
Yeah. I would not normally do that. I would fear. That's all that is fear. If you have the idea, you can do something. But if you project it too far in the future, you will feel fear. Because the version of you that will take steps number two to infinity is the expanded version of you. The version of you that can take step one is the present version of you. If you worry about step 10 before you've done step one, you're putting yourself into another version that's where you're not ready to handle that thing. You see, you wouldn't want to have the 15-year-old before you gave birth to the baby. But by the time the 15-year-old comes, you'll know what to do. You see?
So just keep doing what I'm doing.
Just keep pushing past fear. Just keep seeking alignment. Just keep feeling better and better and better. Just keep realizing it's all easy. Just keep looking at yourself from the higher perspective. Just keep attaining higher levels of clarity. Just keep congratulating yourself for pushing past the fear to do the things that you are doing. Keep seeing that all of your experiences are leading to an expanded version of you, and that the most expanded version of you is the one that exists in this moment right now, ready to handle whatever comes in this moment right now. And the past version of you, who may have gone through a bunch of very hard things, it was only hard to that version of you because you were resisting who you truly are. You were seeing yourself as unworthy or incapable, or that's just doesn't happen to folks like us, that sort of thing. You are seeing yourself as a limited version. The higher you can bring your perspective, the easier everything will be. And it'll be fun. And you will not have to worry about it because all of it will be for your benefit. And if you find yourself here in this conversation, thinking about concepts that most other humans are not ready to think about, you are going to face some certain fears that they could never face. But to you, it won't seem like that much of a fear. It'll just seem like, I don't know if that's really the right time, or I don't know if this is really what I want, or I don't know, blah, 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 right? Little tiny fears that you're so used to succumbing to that you don't even think they're fears. You can do so much more in a day than you think you can do. You're just putting your energy to things that don't need to be done because you're saying, this is why I get to keep all the stuff I've accumulated so far. But all the stuff you've accumulated so far is but a thimble compared to all the stuff that could be coming if you didn't have to worry about maintaining the little trinkets that you've accumulated so far. All of it will grow. Your relationships will expand. You won't lose anything. You can't lose anything. It's not possible to lose. But you're so preoccupied on the possibility of loss or rejection that this makes the fear seem so much bigger than it is. There's nothing wrong with staying grounded and holding on to your limitations because it would be overwhelming if you went haywire and acted on every inspired idea. You would have wobble there, and the wobble would have to be reflected back to you. So go at your own pace. Just know that you're going slower than you need to. Know that you have a driving energy within you that is pulling you forward, and you will not resist it. It's not possible. You will always be on this path. The resistance is only in the not being sure, not being confident, worrying about loss, worrying about the future or the past. Be in this present moment. go where you're inspired to go, do whatever you need to do to maintain what you have, but take that less seriously and take the inspiration a little more seriously, and your life will go bam, 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 bam into a whole nother level. Excellent. Who's next?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So, yeah, I had an interesting, you know, this last couple of weeks. So I did have my checkbook and credit cards and passport and everything stolen. And I was talking to a friend the next day, and they said, I'm so sorry that happened to you. And I said, actually, everything's going to work out. So, because I had the idea that everything is for me, not to me.
Exactly.
I wasn't sure what that was going to look like.
Sure.
You know, and I spoke to you about that. But everything has worked out so far. And I'm not sure what my question is.
Your question is, here's something that comes along. You lose or get stolen or somehow something you think is important, exit your reality. And the victim would say, this is a bad thing. This should not have happened. It should have been different than I am. The creator says, I am existing at this vibrational level. Everything that comes to me is for my growth. Now, at this vibrational level where I exist right now, let's just say it's halfway between victim, halfway between creator. I'm exploring new ideas. Everything that comes is to move me along a path of ascension to the ultimate realization that I am the source creator of my reality, and to live a life in love and harmony and peace and clarity and exhilaration, excitement and joy and effectiveness. You see? And so I'm not going to choose the experiences that come to me. I am going to allow whatever happens to happen. And there will be a version of me that will say that this is wrong or bad. And I will have to reconcile that version of me with an understanding that no, it's an experience that is helping me to wake up, to the fact that one, there is no wrong. Two, every experience is for my benefit. Three, I am the source creator of my reality. Four, if I'm the source creator of my reality, then my mission here, my purpose is to help others see that they are the source creator of their reality. Think of that last one, the highest level of those four experiences. I realize I'm the source creator of my reality, and my mission shifts, my purpose shifts into being an example for other people to be inspired by, who will find me and who will see me and who will understand my story, or through things I create or experiences I do or people I meet. I am here to inspire the light to turn onto them. Now, that inspired idea or that activity or that experience from their perspective could be a bad experience. Oh, she should not have said that to me. Oh, she should not have done that. Oh, she should not have been okay with this experience that she had. Because if she's okay with that experience, well, then she's what, crazy, or she's not thinking straight, or I have to worry about her. You see? But the same thing is happening to them that's happening to you. All the experiences that are happening to them are for the purposes of moving them along a path they intended at the speed they intended prior to their birth. They aren't where you are now or where any of you are now, but they're making their way there. And so even if you're inspired to do some action that causes them fear and they have a manifestation of fear about it, this is perfect. Because this is allowing them to move on their path and you are moving on your path. Now, the source creator understands the perfection of the system, the law of attraction, the understanding that at this vibration, I will attract things that will help me move to this vibration. And from that vibration, I'll attract experiences that will help me move to this vibration. And it's never ending. And so as long as you're feeling good and feeling good and feeling good and feeling good, then the experiences will match how you're feeling. as long as you're aware, then everything moves smoothly. As long as you notice the resistant thought when you think it and prove that it is just resistant, not true, that it's tied to a limiting belief, and you're consistently and constantly processing those limiting beliefs and shifting your belief system to become more empowering, you're raising your vibration and everything is easy and easy and easy. And all you have to do with is reconcile the past version of you that was the victim, that was comfortable, we'll say, in the fear. And the new version of you will be uncomfortable in the joy. And you will just have to get comfortable and comfortable and comfortable, feeling better and feeling better. And then you're going to get inspired ideas. I'm not going to watch the news. I'm not going to do this one activity that used to anchor me in fear. I'm not going to complain anymore. I'm not going to associate with other beings who want to spend all their time in fear. I am going to broaden my horizon. I'm not going to fear the loss of anything. I'm going to bring those with me who are ready to raise their vibration and encounter new people who exist at a higher vibration. Now, okay, so let's say that you've ascended your vibration from level 5 to level 6. And in that, there have been a group of people who have come with you on this journey. And now you're finding, or you'll be meeting, another group of people who exist at a 7. You will feel awkward in relation to that energy, and you will want to pull yourself away from that because that energy is new. You're not quite used to it yet, and it will feel intense, and you'll have these strange feelings of inadequacy with those higher vibrations, but it's still an illusion. You see, you're being called to this higher vibration. And for many of you, with just a little while of realizing what's going on here and looking at things from a higher perspective and understanding the perfection of the system and realizing who you truly are and thinking of yourself more in terms of source than of the victim, well, things change quickly and you get used to feeling good quickly and you get used to this. And that's all this is getting used to it. But the universe is going to come along and say, well, where is she really? Is she just putting a smiley face on all this? Or is she actually changing those limiting beliefs? Are you actually changing the limiting beliefs? You will know by your reaction to events. If the old version of you would have reacted by thinking this is bad or wrong, and by looking at it from a limited perspective, well, then you have a little more work to do on the limiting beliefs if you're still reacting in that way. If you're reacting in a new way, well, the universe has said, oh, okay, she's actually ascending. She's actually changing her vibration. She's actually changing her beliefs. Here's where she is now. What's going to come next? And so you'll see many of you in the beginning, you face highly intense manifestation events, and then they start to get softer and softer and softer. The same things are coming over and over and over again, but you're reacting to it in a new way. And eventually, there'll be further and fewer of them, and there'll be space further apart. And you'll start to feel the resistant thought before it actually has to become a physical, tangible thing in your reality. You'll do the work there, and then you'll start ascending. And as you ascend, you're going to bump up to higher vibrations, and you'll have to take a little time to get used to that. And that's all that's happening right now with all of you at wherever level you're at. Now, if you say, I should be moving faster, then you're going to put the brakes on it because that is insecurity. It's not being confident. It's worry and doubt. If you say everything is happening at the right time, at the right speed, I'm getting it. I'm understanding it. I'm looking at these things from higher perspectives. Then you are finding alignment. That's what this is all about. It's not about getting better or having anything changed differently. It's not about any of this. It's about finding alignment and allowing what does happen to come. Not judging it. Oh, I was in alignment for all these days, and then this thing happened that I lost all these things, right? No, that's not saying. You see, humans want to say, I am doing this to get that. I'm meditating on financial abundance to get more financial abundance. Transactional. I'm finding alignment to attract nice things. Transactional. No, I'm finding alignment. I'm raising my vibration to bring in more things that will help me raise my vibration even more. That's it. Not because a higher vibration is better or worse, but because I am an explorer and I'm choosing to explore these higher vibration realities, because this is what I intended prior to my birth. Because as the source of my reality, my ascension brings in love into this planet, and I act as a beacon for others to follow. That's it.
Yeah. Thank you. I was actually surprised at my reaction that I just knew it was going to work out. The only thing that I did do in the beginning is that I was kind of doing the lashing thing that I should have known better. Other than that, I was free of it.
Excellent.
But yeah, so that is a lesson for me that I need to stop.
Well, it's this idea that you should control yourself in order to protect yourself. And if you had received a check for $10,000 in the mail, you would not have lashed yourself for manifesting that. But the manifestation of the loss of these things was something you needed at that moment to help you ascend as you intended. It was just as good as getting the $10,000.
Got it.
You see, you can't always see it in the moment, but you don't have to really see it in the moment as long as you don't react, don't act on an urge, try not to get all flustered, and then come back to a state of alignment, and then you'll receive the clarity. Oh, this happened because of this. This is what that's all about. And in a year, you'll know even more. And in another year after that, you'll know even more. And it will all make sense. And you can still look at your past life and those times that you were in alignment and you were inspired to do these things, and that got you this and that and this and that and this and that, right? Mm-hmm. But what people tend to do, what humans tend to do, is look back and say, that was a mistake. I made a bad decision back then. That was a good thing I did. I made a good decision then. It was always good. It was always perfect. It led you to where you are here. So look at everything as, if you can see the perfection in you and the perfection in the system, then you can know that everything that comes to you is also perfect. And if it's perfect, you can figure out how it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think it's wrong, you're still in duality as a victim. That's all that is.
Yeah. Thank you.
If you could look at your life as intending to have the optimum experience and knowing that the universe is setting that all up by design in the perfection of the system, then you could simply go with the flow of what is happening and just pay attention to how brilliant everything is. And if you did that, you live the life you intended to live, and your life would feel perfectly aligned in every moment. You're all moving there from fear to love. Keep your eye on the optimum experience of every single thing that you're doing. Give your all to it in love. Let the love flow into everything you're doing, even if you think it's mundane or boring or you shouldn't be doing it. Whatever you are doing, put all of your energy in that. Lean into it with the knowing that you are source, and everything that you're doing is inspiring others to see the source within themselves. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.